God lives and works today. His kingdom is an eternal kingdom, and He wants to have us with Him there, to share in His glory. However, we have to prepare ourselves for that day. Listen to today's meditation by Basilea Schlink called My Last Day.
In Psalm 90, verse 12, we read, Teach us to number our days, that we may get a heart of wisdom. In the past centuries, this Bible word was an inspiration for many people. Over their houses and shops, and even on their business records, they wrote the Latin words, Memento mori, remember that you must die. Why? They knew that death is not the end, but the beginning of a mighty change. Then tears will be changed into laughter, or laughter into tears. Those who have suffered the most on earth will be comforted, just as our Lord Jesus tells us in the story about the poor man Lazarus. We don't know what the future will bring, but we can be sure of one thing, we will all die. And death is the great unmasker. In the hour of our death, Satan makes every last effort to get his hands on us. He tries to make us blind so that we don't recognize this or that action in our life as sin, so that we don't take it seriously. Therefore, no prayer request is so important as, Lord, let me recognize the truth about my life now in good time, before the hour of my death when it will be too late.
Give me your light, the truth to let my eyes see, till I can see myself as you behold me. Oh, give me light.
I know that as soon as I have recognized something in my life as sin, from that moment on I have been able to fight against it. The victory hasn't been visible overnight. But as I have received repentance over my sins and have brought my sins to Jesus, and have called upon His blood and willingly accepted God's chastisements, Jesus has really helped me. Yes, with greatest longing, Jesus is waiting for us to join Him in His kingdom. He wants to embrace us in His arms. It would be the greatest grief for Him if Satan were to appear as the accuser, saying, You can't have this soul for yourself, because I still have certain claims to Him. Therefore, in view of our last day and the hour of our death, let us pray. Lord, give me your light, so that I can recognize all the weak and sinful areas of my life, especially those things that I don't yet realize are sin. Give me a hatred towards sin, and help me to take the next step, and to praise the blood of Jesus. Then Jesus can complete His redemption in me, and the accuser will have no more claims to me.
Lord, we believe. Lord, we believe. Your precious blood has set us free. Lord, we adore. Lord, we adore.
You have been listening to a program written by Basilea Schlink of the Little Land of Canaan. To learn more about how God lives and works today, visit us at our website, www.canaan.org. That's K-A-N-A-A-N.org. If you contact us, we would be happy to send you a free inspirational booklet. If you do not have access to the web, please contact this radio station for our postal address. God bless you.